The Fijian Drill women's team are on track to play in the semi-finals of the Super W competition. A win against the Rebels on Saturday in Melbourne will give them a home semi-final in Suva next week. And the World Rugby Challenge Tournament winner in Samoa will be decided when the unbeaten teams, the Fiji Warriors, face Japan A on Monday afternoon in Apia. Elias Atora has more.
Drua women head coach Mosese Rauluni says while a home semi-final would be great for the team, he wants the players to focus on what they need to do against the Rebels and get a win this weekend.
I don't think I'll not even think about the final. You know, we're going to worry about this game. Melbourne will be hurt from losing to the Reds, but they're a good team. You know, they've only lost their game by not much, so they'll fight till the end. So all we're going to think about is our processes this weekend, doing the right things, not trying to go out of our game plan, get the points on the board every time we get into the 22, hopefully. You know, come out with a win, and then we'll worry about the semi and we play in Super later.
Rauluni says executing possession into points and being patient with the ball is what the team will need to do to win.
When we get into their 22, their half, just executing. I think last weekend we had, I think, about 14 entries into their 22, and we only executed, I think, four times. So a lot of the times we either drop the ball and that. So we've got to hold on, be more patient with the ball and come away the points. That's a big thing we've talked about this, you know, the start of this week, just executing better when we get into their green zone and putting the pressure on the opposition.
In other sports news, the Japanese A team looks like the team to beat in the World Rugby Challenge in Apia, Samoa. The Japanese lead the competition after big 48-5 win over Samoa on Wednesday, scoring 8 tries in the process. Fiji Warriors scraped past Tonga in the earlier game at Apia Park, recording a 29-17 win. Their clash on Monday afternoon could decide who claims the title for 2024. The Warriors have successfully defended the title over the last 2 years. In tennis, Pacific teams are competing in 3 different tournaments this weekend. The North Pacific Qualifiers is currently being held in Saipan, Northern Marianas. Oceania Tennis said a total of 74 budding players hailing from the Federated States of Micronesia, Guam, Nauru, Palau, and the Northern Mariana Islands are participating at the event across the under-14, under-16 individual categories, and under-12 team events. Junior tennis players from some of the other Pacific countries are also competing at the East Pacific Regional Championships in Tahiti. The event is being held from April 8th to the 16th, with players traveling in from Fiji, Tonga, Cook Islands, and Samoa. In China, the Pacific Oceania Billie Jean King Cup team are competing in Changsha this weekend. The team is made up of Tarani Kamoe, Sourice Breen and Ruby Coffin of Fiji, Samoa's Eleanor Schuster and Tahiti's Mahetia Busi. Meanwhile, Nauru's Australian Football League president Wiley Detinamo says they are hoping to get a proper grass field that would help the sport host tournaments at home.
Because our field here, nobody would want to play here because we don't have grass on the field. It's just gravel. The issue is land. It's trying to get landowner. And then from there, we can talk with the Minister for Infrastructure and all that and Minister for Sports. And then we'll try to get a deal with Aussie. Because they do want to help us build a second field because that's the thing that we are lacking at the moment.
Detinamo says they would love to host Pacific teams, Fiji, Tonga, Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea at home in the future if they can get a proper grass field.